With more than 52,000 unaccompanied children from Central America in federal custody and as many as 90,000 expected by the end of the year, Colbert says the humanitarian crisis at the Texas border is a flood like El Nino is raining actual Ninos.
And now that they're here, I believe that's why it's called that. I believe that's where the name comes from.
And now that the kids are here, Colbert says no one knows what parts of America they're destroying first, except in Maine.
Out of the 52,000 children in federal custody, Uncle Sam is unfairly saddling Maine with a whopping 8 of them. 8!
In a press release issued earlier this week, LePage said it was wrong for the federal government to force a higher burden on the people of Maine to pay for those who come to our country illegally. Maine, he said, can simply not afford it.
Folks, I never realized Maine was in such dire financial straits. They're just one octomom away from bankruptcy.
In an email to MPBN this week, a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said the 8 children were discharged from the federal unaccompanied alien children program and released to sponsors in Maine between January and June of this year. Kenneth Wolf said sponsors are generally family members, often parents of the kids who've been discharged. He declined to provide any additional information about them, except to point out that contrary to what some around the country have said about the children's health status, all have been vaccinated against communicable diseases and screened for tuberculosis. In addition, he said their placement is funded by the federal government, not the states. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.